Hey, everybody. This is John Maroon. 15 years ago, I started this public relations firm, and it's been quite a ride. I mean, the evolution of our industry has been amazing. The evolution of the press has been something to behold. And as a result, we're starting this podcast. It's our 15th anniversary year. We thought it'd be a good time to start talking about the different issues that impact our world. And hopefully other folks out there, journalists, PR pros, and whoever else is interested in news might find this of interest and want to tune in. I think it's interesting. Years back when it was just print dominated the day, and I'm old enough to remember when print dominated the day and it was important. And then slowly the online world happened, and then social media flipped everything on its ear and really made storytelling and communication and breaking news change dramatically. There's a lot of things to cover. There's a lot to talk about as it ever evolves. We named our podcast Spin is a Four-Letter Word, and we did that because PR people hate the word spin. It implies bullshit, and we're not about bullshit. We're about messaging and helping people tell their stories appropriately. When I'm doing the podcast each week, we're going to have a myriad of really interesting guests on. The first two, one will be a local journalist, one will be a very famous public figure. I think you might be able to guess. And then joining me each week is going to be Jen Renahan. Hi, Jen.
Hello, John.
And Matt Williams.
Hey, John.
And other people from our team, as appropriate. And we'll have them come in and give their insights as well. I mean, you guys, what are you looking forward to about this podcast, Maddie?
I'm really looking forward to drilling down a little bit with folks, kind of a no holds barred, if you will, cut to the chase. Any other cliche I can think of that
right.
that does, gets rid of the BS a little bit, and so we can get to the issues, and hopefully people can find some interest in that, which I think it will be interesting topics, but also PR professionals can, not spend an inordinate amount of time cutting to the chase here. We can get right to it and maybe a little irreverent sometimes, which would be great. Mm-hmm. And really learn something from this. I think it'd be great.
Jen?
I'm really looking forward to kind of diving in beyond the media world and, talking about social media fails or positivity that comes from social media, the content world, and really kind of helping, people understand how much that goes into public relations today. And even on the news side, how much the, reporters and media have to do and have to think about when it comes to content, because there are so many opportunities for people to mess up. For people to do good. I think we see that every day. There's something in public relations and news to talk about, and it's really exciting.
I think it's interesting, too. I think there's still a miscommunication or misunderstanding about public relations. I think when people hear the word public relations, a lot of folks out there, still their mind goes to crisis communications, or their mind immediately goes to media, only media relations. And yes, and the dreaded spin word and how to spin their way out of trouble. In our world, we look at public relations as really living in those three buckets: earned, owned, and paid. And, those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, earned is the traditional PR. It's earned media. It's where you're working with your relationships in the press to tell a story. Owned is what you own. It's, your social media platforms, your website, your e-newsletters, any communications devices that you control. And paid is exactly what it sounds like, advertising, whether it's traditional, digital, social. And we operate in those three buckets. And I think to be really effective, you want to try as best you can to live in those three buckets.
Absolutely. And I think, one thing that I think we'll find is that even with all of the noise that's going on out there, that if you're true to yourself and you have some clarity for what your goals are, and some transparency, then I think you'll find yourselves in a much more successful situation.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, thank you for listening. We hope you tune into Spin is a Four-Letter Word. We hope that you find it really interesting, and we want your feedback. If you have an idea for it, please let us know. And subscribe and give us a follow. We're @MaroonPR on Twitter and LinkedIn.